This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The United States on Wednesday announced it is putting Yemen's Houthi rebels back on its list of designated terrorists, VOA's Rick Pantaleo reports.
U.S. State Department spokesperson Matthew Miller made the announcement during a Wednesday briefing.
Earlier today, the Secretary of State announced the designation of the Houthis as a specially designated global terrorist, effective February 16th for threatening the security of the United States. Since November, the Houthis have launched numerous missiles and drones towards international merchant ships, as well as U.S. and partner naval vessels defending the safety and security of commercial shipping across the Red Sea.
The designation piles on financial sanctions on top of American military strikes in the Biden administration's latest attempt to stop the militants' attacks on global shipping. Rick Pantaleo, VOA News.
Intense fighting in the Gaza Strip could be heard from southern Israel on Wednesday as Israel pressed its assault on Han Yunis in southern Gaza, sending tanks westward. Explosions from shelling and airstrikes and heavy gunfire sounded near Gaza's border with Israel. Israel's military campaign has left the entire population of Gaza facing crisis levels of hunger and at a growing risk from disease as supplies run low, aid agencies say. Russia said Wednesday it had targeted a group of French mercenary fighters in a long-range strike on the eastern Ukrainian city of Kharkiv. An attack, authorities said, injured more than a dozen civilians. The Kremlin's claim came hours after Ukraine's foreign minister vowed to gain full control over its skies in 2024 as Russia's full-scale assault enters its third year.